Barrett Kohler Publishers presents The Six New Rules of Business, Creating Real Value in a Changing World. Written by Judy Samuelson. Narrated by Pamela L. Kelly. To Lynn Stout, 1957 to 2018, whose scholarship and teaching about corporate governance and fiduciary duty opened our minds about corporate purpose, and to the many scholars and advocates she mentored who will go the next mile. The future is already here. It is just not very evenly distributed. William Gibson. Preface. None of the major problems confronting the globe today, sustainability, healthcare, poverty, financial system repair, can be solved unless business plays a significant role. Nitin Naraya, Dean, Harvard Business School. It was during my time at the Ford Foundation that I began to think concretely about corporations and the role and influence of the private sector. In 1995, at a meeting of the foundation's trustees, I was asked a question for which I didn't have an answer. Why doesn't anyone at the Ford Foundation talk about business? The capacities and resources of the companies led by some of the foundation's trustees dwarfed our own. Cummins Engine, Levi Strauss, Reuters, Tata, Xerox. Could we better enlist business in our work? It was a nose-under-the-tent moment from which I've never pulled back. My colleagues and I began to study businesses that had followed a path or had a track record that connected with the foundation's mission of economic development. The business leaders we took note of in 1995 were influenced by myriad forces, from the personal to the political. Something had caused each of them to embrace the social impacts of their business model. They saw business opportunity in unusual places, a catalytic event or regulation, or strong vision or moral code enabled a kind of business and society thinking that aligned a part of their operations or capital with the health of the commons. At Levi Strauss, the founding family's values supported long-term investment in the communities where it manufactured jeans. Bank of America was brought to the table by the Community Reinvestment Act, a law passed in 1977 that required banks to reinvest in communities where they sourced deposits. Community bankers began to understand the mechanics and strategy behind targeted lending to support the real economic potential of the inner city. An aggressive NGO-led campaign forced Nike to scrub its
sample complete. Ready to continue?